Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode, HowToSellYourCoaching.com. Jump on the phone with me to see how we can get your coaching to $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month and give you the lifestyle you deserve. CallWithWayne.com. Now, yesterday we talked about moving into the place of education. Today we're going to take the next E, and that's called engagement. You've got to create engagement. Listen, social media, that's what they want. Whether it's Facebook, LinkedIn, it doesn't matter. They want engagement. They reward engagement. They reward it by giving you more, by taking their algorithm and favoring it towards you so you get seen more often. How do you get engagement? There's a couple of ways, but number one is ask questions. Posts that include questions or calls to action that generate conversations. I mean, you've seen some of these, some of the simple questions. Hey guys, do you like paperback or Audible or, Kindle books? Or, I went into a sales thread the other day and I posted, this is really cool. What do you sell in one word? What do you sell? People answer in one word, made them stop, made them think, what do I sell? How do I say it in one word? It almost made it a challenge for them to answer. We had over 500 comments the last time I looked. 500 comments. Now, I didn't respond to all of those 500. If it had been 50, I probably would have. For time's sake, I didn't respond to 500. I could have had a VA do it. But here's the thing. It's 500 people. I could have went in and sent a friend request to each of those 500 or the portion of the 500 I thought really worked. Does that make sense? That would work for me. That's the power of engaging questions. And here's a couple of examples really quick. I'm going to preface this with use this with caution. That is, ask for advice or recommendation. You're not asking for advice on your coaching business because you need to be seen as the leader. And when a leader comes in as subordinate or a leader comes in as a peer many times, you'll get answers, but you've lost your credibility. Does that make sense? But ask questions. Or ask advice, ask for recommendations, ask like I just said, hey guys, do you prefer Audible? Hey, do you prefer Audible or Kindle? Here's something great. I'm releasing 15 secrets that I've used to build six-figure coaches. Would you recommend I place it in an audiobook? Or would you prefer an audiobook, paperback book, or direct download? Now, you've positioned yourself as the expert, but you're getting feedback. Number two, ask a this or that style. This or that. Like I just said, but you could even have, would you prefer this program or this program? Have you, and even if you're a fitness coach, a question, have you tried keto? What do you think is better, keto or whatever else? I don't know, Whole30, whatever else is out there. So you want to create engagement by asking questions. It's really simple. Now, if you use Instagram stories, there's poll stickers and so forth. I'm not a big Instagram person. Those who follow me know that. So I'm not against it. It's just not me, so I'm not going to go there. You can do a LinkedIn post. Again, single image post with a long form text. You can ask questions. You can take the current memes. Memes are funny. Memes are good. You can meme and put it out there. Okay, and you want to ask questions, and you want to get people engaged. One of the greatest ways of getting people engaged with your coaching or with your post as a coach is to ask things related to that field that maybe you didn't talk about. Hey guys, I just saw where Tony Robbins said this. Do you agree or disagree with him? One of the most successful posts I did, I was in Dallas. I was at a ClickFunnels event. Tony Robbins was there. So I wrote an article right after that and said, three things I learned from Tony Robbins in Dallas last week. Then I targeted fans of Tony Robbins and people who lived in Dallas. Do you know what kind of response I got? It was amazing. And it all led back to our coaching program. So engage. Again, remember the first one is educate. So you can educate someone on something and then engage them by asking questions. So you can teach and then engage with questions. Come on, guys. So much more you can do to build a solid base as a coach or consultant, base of clients that are going to give you the lifestyle you deserve while you help change their life. Pick up, jump over. I started to say pick up our free book. Listen to me. Pick up our free book, but you can still pick up the book, lifecoachlifestyle.com. But we no longer offer the Life Coach certification now. It's all under one umbrella as the Wealthy Coach. But you can still pick the book up, lifecoachlifestyle.com. But jump on a call with me, callwithwayne.com. Let's take 10, 15 minutes, look at your business, and see if it's something that we can do to help you. Are you ready? Sound good? All right. Have a great day.
Thanks again for listening, and be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at howtosellyourcoaching.com.